Construction of the new 520 bridge is about halfway along now. Drivers on the floating bridge can see work is going on at both ends. But just as our tunnel mega project has had major complications, Highway 520 has its own mega snag. KUOW's Carolyn Adolf reports.
The new 520 is already quite a sight. From Evergreen Point in the east, it's a cement ski jump down to the water. I'm standing on its western edge on a glorious day.
So we're actually standing on Pontoon M.
This is Dave Becker, the construction engineering manager for the overwater chunk of 520. A big red crane is dangling a huge deck panel over our heads.
Well, that's actually going to be the road surface. And you can see it actually has the traffic barrier on it as well. They're all match cast, so all the pieces fit together kind of like Legos.
Sure enough, about 5 minutes later, that new piece of roadway is fit into place.
That was like Lego just as promised.
Yep.
Two lanes in each direction, long sought-after shoulders, and light rail right down the middle. Sounds wonderful. If only it were so simple. On the Arboretum side of the lake, the project is also advancing. I'm on the grounds of the old Museum of History and Industry in Montlake, watching the building being torn down to make way for the bridge to come ashore.
I think that was the auditorium that he's tearing down now. There goes the roof.
This is Brian Dobbins, construction engineering manager for the section of the bridge that runs near the Arboretum.
Where do we start thinking we might not have money?
From Montlake towards I-5.
Oh, so it's right there, actually.
That's correct.
Just a stone's throw from where we stand. Right now, we do not have enough money to finish this bridge. We're $1.5 billion short, minimum. We're also not sure about the design of the rest of the West, as it's called. But back to the money. How is it that we are building a mega project without the cash to finish it?
This is the new normal.
This is Jim McIntyre, Treasurer of the State of Washington.
We have a number of large projects that we have to step up to.
520, tunnel, light rail. Our state has been on a transportation spending binge since the recession. A lot of that money has come from borrowing. We've borrowed against tolls we think we'll collect from the 520 bridge, even though lots of cars ran off to I-90 when tolling began. We've borrowed against federal transportation money we think we'll receive.
We've been extremely conservative in doing that. It has gotten a little bit more problematic.
Because federal payments have been in decline for years now. And we've borrowed against revenue we think we'll get from the state's gas tax, which is also falling, because even the gas guzzlers are more fuel efficient. Now the treasurer says there's not a lot more borrowing we can safely do. In a letter to legislators, he warned that if we keep on borrowing against gas tax revenues, that could hurt the state's capacity to borrow in the future. What this means is legislators need to
keep moving forward so that we come up with some clear ideas about how to pay for a transportation system longer term.
It's not clear he's been hurt. The Republicans who control the state Senate have proposed a transportation funding package that would raise the gas tax, so the treasurer can, again, borrow against it.
Financially, this is an irresponsible disaster.
This is Fran Conley, whose home is close to the current 520 bridge.
It is irresponsible of our state legislators to use up all of the state's credit before we know what is the true cost of 520 going to be, because we have precise plans for it. This is a deliberate refusal to look at reality.
Conley doesn't like the 520 as it currently is.
Most of us can't talk in our backyards. We have to scream.
But she's also a retired corporate fixer,
turning around companies that had financial problems. And a business would never, ever embark upon a project like this without knowing where the money was going to come from.
But the treasurer, Jim McIntyre, says we're not a business. We're a state that realized that old bridges need to be replaced, that our region needed light rail, and that the risk of earthquake was real. That's the problem with not completing 520. If it doesn't get connected all the way to I-5, then the old part,
it will still be vulnerable to some sort of catastrophe.
It could break up in an earthquake. Snap off, in Lego language. And that would make the ultimate ramp to nowhere. I'm Carolyn Adolf, KUOW News.